Very quickly, I have this one from Neil Denham, who is written to us on Twitter. If you would like to tweet at Naked Scientist, we'll pick your questions up. He says, I'm not sure how to phrase this, but in this very cold weather, by the way, it's -4 here in the UK for everyone listening on the internet and beyond these cold climes. He says, why do the male private parts shrink so much in the cold? And there is actually physiology behind this. It's not just people claiming this and making it up. It is true, honest. And the reason for this is that, in fact, the rate at which sperm is made in the testes occurs optimally at a temperature which is 1 degree below body temperature, so about 36 degrees, where normal body temperature is 37 degrees C. And that's why they dangle down in a little bag to keep them a little bit cooler than body temperature. Sperm actually can be stored and lives quite happily at a high temperature, and so that's why when the sperm's been made, it's moved up inside the body to structures called the seminal vesicles, where it's nourished and kept alive until it's needed. But the actual synthetic process occurs better at the lower temperature, and that's why the testes are dangling down. And you have supplying enveloping, wrapping around the testes in the scrotum, you have muscles called the cremaster muscles. And there's a reflex called the cremaster reflex, which shortens those muscles to bring the testes up closer to the body when they're cold, but also when you're scared, for obvious reasons, because terror can mean you have to run away or you might get booted somewhere sensitive. So you can elevate them. And so you bring them up closer to the body when you are cold, and you drop them down a bit when you are too hot to keep the temperature right for making sperm at the right rate. So that's why things tend to get a warmer blood flow closer to the body and therefore appear to shrink when it's cold, and they dangle down a bit further when it's a bit warmer. So there is some real sound science behind this. It's The Naked Scientist. It's Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll.
Still to come, we answer more of your questions, and I've got a live kitchen science for you to try at home.
And just to revise what that kitchen science experiment is, people need to go and get a sealed packet or carton of some liquid or other.
Either that or some jar, a couple of jars and some water and some oil.
That hasn't been opened, critically. And
With the jars, you can have empty jars or a full carton.
And give it a shake.
Yeah.
Diana.